We're back. Is that how this starts?
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, on this episode of Fajelt and Flow, ladies and gentlemen, the happening of events are going to be slightly different this time around. Just for future Colin's sake, we've taken care of the answering machine so we don't get any messages throughout the show, even if it was technically just one person, a fairly respected historian. Didn't think we'd keep it out or even leave it on, which... Doesn't someone call first? We don't actually stick around for long after the show. The only time we're called in is during the show, I've noticed. Which we'll have here in a little bit. Something else that's different, you might have noticed, is that Fajelt and Flo, for today, it's just Flo. The other half of the equation is following up on some pressing mail received pretty recently, and taking a page from his historian friend, an erratic update arrived, giving me permission to proceed with the podcast. Whew. This is exciting. But those differences I mentioned are the only ones you ought to notice, so you can rest assured, I can sit and talk, and we can begin. Oh, right. We do this every time, don't we? But since it's just me.
Is it curious?
Oh, we're really doing that again?
For two to sit and talk about where they've been.
Could be mysterious. But if you want to, you're welcome to join in.
Fajelt and Flo.
It starts like so.
Like so.
Like so. Okay, welcome back to another episode of Fajelt and Flo. I'm Flo, and Fajelt is away. From Splu, presumably. There was a piece of mail we got that was, addressed to someone else, it seems. And since he has the better orientation of the package's intended destination, he's gone to get it there. He should be back at some point, but you've got me. Now, for those of you who remember, this isn't the first time I've hosted solo. Wink, wink. Before this, I had my own podcast called Following Flow that went on for a while. Can't play the theme here, thanks to Foyer May Productions, am I right? So, what's changed? Smaller studio, 20 other people in cubicles a few feet away. Oh. And we send our episodes to an unseen producer for the elephant... Elephus Hour. But... one thing that did carry over is the news, which I have here. Splu News. It looks like the transport delay issues have been rectified for those Spluians who use it as their main source of travel. Officials say the causes were unexpected changes to the departure schedule because of at least one unplanned arrival from Lowry, thus necessitating the adjustment of the time schedules. Anyway, you can expect service to continue as planned today. In other news, if you're intending to visit the Palub Greer Art Museum and have little ones in tow, next week, every other day, starting on Monday, for a week, admission is half price off for adults and free for children 5 and below. Maybe go see the sculpture exhibit. Oh, great, here's a familiar story. The lead supervisor of the water supply and treatment facility has reappeared after an unnoticed absence and issued a brief statement to this publication. After a brief sojourn above ground, the question of where the debris is coming from in the water system has a possible answer, but is better unconfirmed at this time. If that's the same person we kept hearing about being missing... Sorry. I really don't want to rehash the old stuff. That wasn't even what we were planning. Okay, I was planning. Has this ever felt like a super spontaneous production to you guys? Because, One of the things I wanted to do, and hopefully I carried over from following, is for everybody who's listening to enjoy this wherever they were in Sploo. That's where I assume our main listeners come from, who can relate to the things we talk about on here. I feel that responsibility in particular because I feel like, in the most scrutinized sense, I'm not Splooian. The first place that I'd write as my place of origin is Lowry, if that counted. Not sure which place is a recognized county, but in my mind, I think, well, I'm from Pennsylvania, from above. And after living a decent amount of time above the surface, and an even shorter time in Lowry, I saw Sploo and I was blown away by the different precisions, the different workings to keep this area running, and it still feel like the most diverse, normal city I've ever been to. It was better than anything I'd seen, and I decided I'm moving out and coming here. I haven't regretted it at all. I'm officially a Splooian, and proud of it. I mean, I've been a while, but what about you long-timers? How do you feel? What makes you proud of Sploo? Let's have a call-in. Call for Jelton Flow and tell us of, well, me. What makes you proud to be in Sploo? What makes Sploo awesome? Why are you in Sploo? What's the... Oh, we got someone. Hello?
You didn't say my name. You say my name before I come on.
Oh, right, sorry. Donner Loggia from Sploo.
Yes, and I did come on here. Sandy Crust Pizza?
Right.
It's not hard.
Okay. But what about Sploo?
What about... Oh, yeah. Well, from where I'm standing, I get to take care of a piece of history, you know? The store's been here, and someone's gonna let it stay here, I'm guessing. Because, if you ever come in and look at the walls, we've been doing this service for... what's it say? Almost around 50 years.
So, you're in a place where you can feel proud of what you've done.
Sure. What Gilf I wanted, is it on today?
I believe so.
Good. Okay. Go Sploo!
Alright. Goodbye. Do we have a lock-on number somewhere? Okay, who else? Anybody? Nobody's got nothing? Oh, wait. Mona Dean of Sploo, you are on.
Oh. Wow. Okay, I'm a former engineer turned teacher and grandmother of two Dunifleurs that I regularly see. And to me, I feel living in Sploo's given me more successful opportunities because you can search high and low above ground and find a lot of disappointments for beings like us, because really nothing looks like us. My grandparents knew that, and they took the chance all those years ago. Moved us into a metropolis. Now, for preference, I'm more of an open spaces miss.
Sure.
I wasn't in a position to explore the far reaches, so I stopped, and I found a pretty busy place. But a place they put me and my family in. Just like a neighbor. Like any other neighbor. That's why I like Sploo.
Well, thank you for that.
Except for the water situation.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents.
Well, thanks again.
Goodbye.
That's kind of what I was looking for. There's probably a quicker way to find those answers. Letter to City Hall. Or pull a Fajelt and go outside. Got one idea. I'm not going to subject you guys to another microphone shuffling sequence, but I will call for halftime with an episode of What Gilfoy Wanted. And if this works, we might have a surprise. Be back! right there.
Fragility and Flow will return after this. When my parents first took on their roles as the Dagby family drugstore owners, their income, their flow of cash, came from this single store. And even though you might get regular customers off and on, their earnings were modest. I never really guessed that. I was just a happy kid playing kickball, bringing homework from school, trying to hide the broccoli from my plate. Yeah, we weren't too cheap for that. None of the things we turned down came to my notice. Much. Not when I was enjoying life with my new friend, Connor Pockets. Now, the Pockets family was one of the more well-off neighbors in town at the time. If I ever went to their house, and I'd notice little things, like their garden in the front lawn. We had one for produce, but Mother called that a necessity. Carpet on the floor. Surprising number of rooms. One I saw was made for the car.
A garage?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that then. Let's try to keep the floor free, remember, Chase? Move as much stuff as we can to the side.
What are they gonna do?
I don't know. What do you do on the floor?
Sometimes I do stuff.
Stuff like what? Do you play? You draw? You dance?
I'm with a girl.
I didn't say girls.
So, Mr. Connor's gonna come over with friends?
Yes. When the store closes on Thursday nights, that's when he comes in for a fun time in the evening.
I don't wanna do that.
Well, see, this is just cause we're friends. More people's definitely cause we're friends.
He gonna play hopscotch?
I think it's more grown-up things.
So I gotta go?
It'd be a pretty boring visit if your dad left you here at your gramps and all you did was clean up. One thing Connor's friends do is play cards. We set them up, we could play a quick game before.
Yeah. Old people games.
You're the only one who's gonna feel old when I beat you. If it's not go fish, you better be scared. Feel for it. Am I breaking up something? No. Officer Pleshett, my grandson Chase. Chase, is there anything I can help you with? I think I'll take a look around. Not just a pharmacy, you know? You know, sometimes people rush in and spy some of the novel off the shelves. Wish they didn't have to rush out. It's worse when we're closing. Yes. Nice little nameplates. Nothing for push in.
Are we gonna put the rest of the decks on the table?
No. We just need one deck, silly. One deck matching a row of table and chairs. You're doing a portrait or expecting someone? Certainly. My card-playing buddy. Again, apologies if I'm intruding on something. It's not my intent. If it looked like I'm waiting for something. Well, hasn't happened yet.
You gonna deal, Grandpa?
Yeah. Wait here a minute, Chase. I wanna check on something outside. A little worried about the lights. Just wait there, I'll be back. Excuse me. Go for it. Tell me you closed already. Actually, do tell me. It means we could get started. There's another customer in there.
What do you think? Unless he wants in. Push it.
I'm sorry.
You'd have the decency to forewarn me. You old friends?
You came in minutes before.
We're not willing to compromise every place we go for a meet.
Well, maybe you should consider a lawful pastime once in a while.
If we don't, if I look down on you, where'd we be? Attempted friendship.
Come on. Con. Looks like you fixed the problem.
What?
Saved yourself some trouble. I'd call it a good night. Might bring the wife for a look someday.
Did Did you see them? Are they coming?
Too dark to tell. Wanna go on with the game?
Sure.
Shame to waste it. Good night. Good friend.
What Guilfoy wanted will return.
Hi. I'm back. I'm at the Sploo Visitor Center to get a better understanding of the cultural response to Sploo, at one of the most informative centers here. I don't see how anyone could even get in if they stick a piece of tape to the front door on the doorknob, but gosh, now it's on the other hand. This place may be somewhat familiar to listeners, being the workplace for one of Sploo's most dedicated members. I just go to the front desk here. Excuse me, hello. I'm Flo from the Fageltan Flo podcast. I am called about... Okay, I'll get her. Thank you. Can't believe it. Now, if you need a refresher, or if you don't listen to the later part of the episodes, near the end of each one, we hear a little safety message. Those are official posts from this visitor center, and are presented by a good friend of mine.
Is this real?
I don't have to hold my hand.
Oh, man. Everything's so... itself. It's real. Looks like it looks on TV. They used to have a TV in the old...
Whoa!
Stairs.
That person there, she's looking for you. Officer Numero. It's Flo from Fageltan Flo. What's that? The podcast? Well, it's a show that people can listen to hear my friend and I discuss different topics, and you're...
In the finger.
Yours.
Index.
Tape. It was stuck to the doorknob out there, just an inconvenience.
Or a little too convenient for someone else. Someone else could have had it on, but they could have pulled it off anywhere. But somehow, it got stuck to the doorknob. Something everyone touches. Though there are safer ways to handle a doorknob. I've got a segment on germs I need to do.
You're talking right now. People aren't listening.
Well, they weren't supposed to hear my theory. Now they're going to try it for themselves. Let me help you with that.
Oh, thanks.
Safety makes no mistakes. I've been told I can, but safety gets no second chances.
But you're the one giving all the information about it.
I give it. I don't demonstrate it. I mean, I can, but they always keep me upstairs for longer shifts if I do it.
Wait, you really have to stay up there?
Do people think I don't?
What? You know what, never mind. I wanted to ask you about what Sploo means to you. What's special about it to you?
Oh, gosh. When's the last time we've been outside? We had 85 visitors last month. The big symbolic wheel outside got a new molding, but you wouldn't believe the infighting with that. Maybe it's indicative of something.
The wheel?
Change. I was thinking more personal.
No. I'm trying to remember something and I'll get it. Wait,
I used to do my thinking over by this display. See this? Man, memories. Today's Sploo. Made in 2004. This is where I had the inspiration for my first video. The responsibility of litterers, or lack thereof. R-O-L-L-L-T. Never got off the ground, and the spare tires I bought just ended up here.
So, a place for beginnings. I can see that.
Tires? Change? Ground? Oh! The water situation?
Everyone wants to get back to you.
It's under the issue of safety and it affects everyone, so why wouldn't they? I've been following along with you going off to visit the people who know something. Smart, smart. Go to the source in charge.
That's another lesson.
Unless they screw up, then that's something I haven't rectified.
I'm not saying it's not a real problem.
Real! That's it. Come on, I got it. But watch your step over there. Slippery. Hurry, but be careful. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Ow. Hold on, let me...
Is this a public area?
Unless they can scan into, probably not. In here. This is the education supplement/storage room. This is where I think we'd have something to help you out.
I don't need help, Numero. Don't we all? I used to think that myself, and then I got a desk hog help. Actually, I don't know if this'll help, per se, but to supplement, the shelf's got 'em. The reels. I was thinking of that. You said the water thing was real. Right. So, who leaves the ending stairwell to the emergency shelter open?
Emergency shelter?
Yep. Hopefully that's been updated since 2004. Remember when you said you don't need help?
Sure.
Me saying I don't might earn me more rings on my mistake bell. Can you help me out? Down here.
That's the bell you ring when you make a mistake, right?
How do you know?
You keep that in your safety shorts. Does it help?
Why? You want one? It's rolling that way, behind the breakers.
Does it keep you from making mistakes?
It's a record of them. It doesn't stop human behavior. Another turn.
It's not an improvement?
Wouldn't you want that? Those mistakes are making me better, I think. Next time I'm close to another one, I remember and rectify it. Hopefully for the better.
Well, if remembering and good intentions are all you got,
and a knowledge of safety, then where something might go. There! These things can roll a long way.
What is it you wanted to show me?
Oh, you were talking about the groundbreaking ceremony for the Sploo above ground water system? In the last episode, we have a recording of that.
Oh, well, I suppose we could play that during the break.
How are we doing if we could... Man alive, we got a hot one coming. Wanna bet? Well, any one of us could be rolling in it. Fair and balanced, you know. Well, darn, huh? How's that gonna look for the show? But... funny. Any other checks we got before we, start?
We're not doing an active demonstration.
Oh, look, wrong camera. Yeah, it's right.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That's nice. But if we're not doing a demonstration, then we just... keeping everything through.
That's not what I said. I wanted to do a little something. Rich, just a minute, Abby.
Meaning what?
If you want to look at this like a minute, Abby, I could do the presentation in the beginning.
We're still trying to keep it short and sweet. Not an hour or something.
Well, this prep for 10 lousy minutes. We're all ready to go. The group's ready. Oh, I see. I'm ready at the drop of a hat. I think we'll need some footage of the system actually working.
Done.
Today. Let's do it.
You don't understand audience participation, man.
Wait, but I'll be switching. Let's get up the stairs here. You'll love it. It's a tribute to both parties. Obviously, you do your speech, and... Rich, we'll get that with me. Sure, Abby. Let's do it now. Move the camera down there.
Now? All right, rigging! Quiet! We're going now. Rolling? Sound?
Oh, shit. Oh, you two stay with... get respectable. All right?
All right. You want a countdown?
Please.
Going from 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, this is an exciting day. The first step to a connected Sploo. Share the same planet. Share the same air. Same soil. Today I intend to bring us much closer to that goal than before. To where I am most happy. Past the phase, into the ground, then to life. As you can see, we have constructed both models of this future system. A series of underground pipes and plumbing designed to give this blue area a suitable water source. Provided and treated from above ground. The system of it, the transport of it, has been designed and created as a model, but today is the day we will be breaking ground on its construction. The system will not interfere with the one already created on the Riverway Lunar, which we wish continued success to all parties involved. To be a part of Sploo, and part of this world I already know, is incredibly humbling. But to be surrounded with open minds by such wonderful beings takes it further. And hope further as well. But this is the first step to a jubilant, inventive, and prosperous future. Gentlemen, shall we? Let's break ground. So we'll tell Abby don't get left behind.
Oh, thank you. Gardening comes to play.
Alright. On three. One. Two. Three. Exciting day! Next step, Lowry!
I'm back. I didn't miss anything, did I? I had something to take care of, if Flo didn't explain. In the last episode, we got mail. And when we get mail, it's usually from a splew address. Usually. As soon as I saw it was from above, I thought, that's probably a mistake. And when Flo saw it, she said it definitely was. And she was right. But it wasn't unfamiliar. It came from... Oh. Hey, was wondering where you were. Where'd you go without me?
Know where you were? You got a hot dog.
Yeah. I went back up to D.C. to return the package. At first I thought it'd be for Jerry, our hot dog stand friend. Susie's always doing that. But there was a new guy at the cart, and he sent me to a whole bunch of different places where I didn't see anybody. So he gave me a hot dog for the trouble.
And the package?
Well, he opened it when I left. I don't think he knew what I saw, but it just looked like a bunch of paperwork that someone went through with a marker. You weird. And you?
I'll tell you later.
After we wrap this up?
Later.
I guess you've been doing all the stuff till now. Be my guest.
Okay. The Jolt and Flow was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and the music. The Jolt and Flow Like So was written and performed by Zachary Williams.
Oh, have we mentioned that we're a part of Elephas Maximus Productions?
I hope so.
Hope to see you soon on the next episode of The Jolt and Flow.
Like so.